We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Rick, now that the regular season's done for you overall, what would you say about your year? How would you analyze it?
Yeah, I think the first thing I'd like to say is I want to thank the New York Mets, Brody, Mr. Fred, Will Pond for giving me the opportunity to play for the team that I grew up cheering for. And it was an incredible experience to be able to wear that uniform, and I wish I could have performed better for the Mets fan base and our ball club. But unfortunately, you know, we're out of time and that hasn't happened, and we're not going to make the postseason. So those things stink. But I want to thank the Mets organization for this opportunity. It's been an absolute pleasure to be able to put this jersey on and represent the city of New York and Queens.
Rick, what is that just – balance, I guess, with how you feel about the year internally? On the one hand, you know, getting to live out a childhood dream to play for this team, and on the other hand, the results, whether, you know, personal inconsistencies, but more so the way you talk about the team, those results haven't been there. How is that, you know, balance with how you look at the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I think we have a good ball club, and it's unfortunate that we weren't able to get things going and make the postseason. But to me, this entire season is about the people at home, the people that are going through the difficulties that they're going through this pandemic and everything else that's going on. And, you know, my entire goal coming into this season, obviously, to win ball games and help this ball club make the playoffs and win a championship is there. But probably the most important thing was giving some of those people at home an opportunity to get some relief from, you know, the daily, the pains that they're going through, whether it's the pandemic and not being able to work or the other issues that we have in our country right now. So I guess to the Mets fans, I'm sorry that we couldn't have done better for you and given you something to watch through the postseason, but at the same time, I hope that we're able to give, you know, some relief from the struggles that you're going through in your daily lives and giving you something to watch and take your mind off of, you know, the things that are going around the country. And hopefully next year will be better. And we're all looking forward to the future and we're all hanging on to hope. So that's pretty much all I have to say. Again, I want to thank Brody, Luis Rojas, Mr. Fred Wilpon, Mr. Jeff Wilpon for the opportunity to play for the Mets, and wish I could have done better for this ball club. Unfortunately, we're out of time, and I gave it my all, and it wasn't good enough for us. So thank you, guys, and I love the Mets. I've always loved the Mets since I was a kid, and appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.